north of Shrewsbury have been picnicking to get their voices heard. You might have heard me chatting last week with the various local candidates in the election on this one. Well, yesterday, Friends of the Earth invited people to join them at Cross Hill to put their point across about the new road. Our reporter James Lewis went to meet them.
Hello, I'm from BBC Shropshire. Are you here for the picnic?
Good morning. Yes, I'm Dave Green, Shrewsbury Friends of the Earth. Welcome.
Dave, pleased to meet you. So, I've got to the right place, clearly.
Yes.
And hey, you weren't kidding. It is beautiful, isn't it?
It is. It is stunning landscape. We've got kettle holes down here from the Ice Age. We've got the old riverbed, which used to be a complete extra loop of the river. This is a wonderful wetland habitat. As soon as the river rises, this whole area floods, and it's absolutely beautiful.
Excuse me, can I say hello? I'm from BBC Radio Shropshire. Are you among the people who are here to make up your minds, or have you already decided what you think?
We don't want it at all.
Yes, because it's going to ruin beautiful stretches of countryside.
Do you live nearby? Do you often come walking here?
We haven't been walking here before, but we just don't think it's necessary. You know, there's already a bypass in, and people who get to the north side of the town, they want to buy using that, can't they?
It's not as if Shrewsbury's that congested. Have you ever been to Surrey or Kent or anywhere?
By coincidence, I actually lived in Newbury while the bypass arguments were going on about whether it should be built or not there.
I'll tell you what, it's a lovely road, though, that bypass down
Newbury. It's a lovely road for people who want to get past Newbury, but for the residents, after 8 years, it's back to what it was before, and the town has actually gained nothing from that road. I think here, the situation's probably even worse. I don't believe that Smithfield Road will be relieved very much at all.
When I first moved to Shrewsbury and I heard about a northwest relief road, my reaction was, relief from what? And then I was told there was congestion, and I thought, no, I don't think there is congestion in Shrewsbury, not really.
It is beautiful, isn't it? I mean, I've been walking for, 3 minutes? I've gone through little gravel path, and then I've gone through woodland, and now we're on open fields.
Yeah, it's absolutely magnificent. You've got right by the side of the railway line there. There he goes.
So, do you live locally yourself?
I actually work at Shrewsbury School. I know this area very well, because this is where we bring our cross-country runners. This route is a very ancient route for the school. They've actually been running this route since about 1830.
Well, the rain is starting to come down again. I'm afraid this terribly civilised picnic...
It's a bit drier up there.
...may become a little bit less pleasant. So, Dave, there's about 30 people have turned up today. You must be quite pleased with the turnout.
Yes, very, very nice turnout on such a awful day for it, really. It looked very nice when we set out, and now look at it. Yeah.
Talk me through the arguments, then. Why shouldn't we have a relief road?
Partly because of the landscape and the wildlife. Partly because it's a very expensive scheme. Over £100 million. And then we think it's just not justified by the level of traffic in the town centre. It's not like Nesscliff, where, you know, they've got 90% of the traffic out of the town. It's not like Hodnet. It's not even like the old A5 and the old 49 bypasses, which we didn't oppose. This one would take one car in six out of Smithfield Road. That is ludicrous.
That's Dave Green from Friends of the Earth talking to our reporter James Lewis at yesterday's picnic protest against the proposed northwestern relief road round Shrewsbury. Now remember,